It's totally open loop. It's just if the sender is sending, each frame is divided up into 20 byte or whatever frames. Sequence number modulo 256 is assigned. It just keeps sending those. It keeps track of the last 128, I guess. Okay, and then if a NAC hasn't come in from the receiver, you know, in time before the sequence space wraps around, it just keeps on going. Again, the point is not to be absolutely robust. I know it seems like the protocol is incomplete, but I argue that that's actually the right way to go because in practice, it's very rare for that to ever happen. If it does, I've always got TCP to fall back on. Right? All I've done is taken care of the common case and gotten to the point where TCP can now easily mop up the residual errors, which, as I said, almost always happen when you've driven out of coverage.